National Rural News.
Chicken growers might be forced into bankruptcy, with Baiada to close its processing facility in Ipswich. 26 southeast Queensland growers have been impacted, leaving 28 farms with 155 purpose-built poultry houses empty. I caught up with Queensland Chicken Growers Association President Jodie Redcliffe.
Gutted, as you might understand, but also extremely surprised. It came to a shock to everyone in the industry. It wasn't expected by any means.
What was, you say you were shocked, was there any indications or hints that this was coming?
No, and in fact the growers have been performing extremely well lately, I believe, in terms of performance of their growing the birds themselves. So that's all been going well. You know, they contract grow. There's 26 farmers in the southeast Queensland region that contract grow to the plant at Woolcoracker in the Ipswich Shire region. And as far as anyone has been aware, it's been business as usual. The southeast Queensland region is one of several regions all around the country where Baiada and their labels of Steggles and Lilydale grow chickens.
So you mentioned the 26 affected growers there. What do you think the long-term impact of this decision will be on the chicken industry more broadly in Queensland?
We're not sure. It's very early days and we're all just trying to digest what it means. And certainly our focus at the moment is just ensuring those farming families have some sort of a future, because they do or mostly have quite substantial debts on their farming operations. The sheds in which they grow the meat chickens are purpose-built for that. So there's very little else that they can do with those assets, and it's extremely expensive, and they're required to continually upgrade those capital assets on their farm. So at this stage, you know, we're purely focusing on those family farms and making sure that we can understand completely what's happening, and then take some breathing space to give us some time to work out what their alternatives, if there are alternatives, might be into the future.
Now, it's been nearly a week since this decision became public. Has there been any others in the industry looking to come forward to as a solution here?
Yeah, the growers were told 9:30 on Monday morning, so it is still very fresh in everyone's mind. There are very few processes of chicken in Australia, so it's a vertically integrated system, which means that a couple of large processors and then just a handful of smaller processors own the entire chain from the grandparent stocks, and then the chickens that lay the fertile eggs, and then the hatcheries that hatch those chickens that then go to the farm. So there are very few of those companies, and it's a very finely balanced system. So most of it is all domestic. So virtually, 99.5% of our chicken that we grow in Australia is produced here for sale here, for consumption here. So Australians, in general, are getting a fantastic domestic product. However, Baiada has chosen to take that product out of Southeast Queensland growing system and grow it in a different state. So unfortunately for those 26 farms in Queensland, unless they can have a contract with another processor, and because it's so finely balanced, those processors already have contracts with other growers, and it's early days, but my gut feeling is that it's a very bleak future for those family farms in southeast Queensland. To be honest, there will be a lot that are looking down the barrel of bankruptcy.
Queensland Chicken Growers Association President Jodie Redcliffe there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.